Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Let's go to the telephones here on the Mike Church Show. This is Chris in Harrisburg. Hey, Chris, you're on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. How you doing?
I'm doing all right today. How are you?
I am well, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I was calling about the story with the about the hours of service laws and how much worse it is than just the hours of service with. They go as far as we have to get physicals, and they try and get a lot of drivers for sleep apnea to use the CPAP machines, which record how much you sleep. And if you don't sleep enough, they can actually deny your physical and put you out of service for that, where you can't drive.
Now, let me ask you something. Has this put a pinch on the 5X fat bastard cowboy hat? Six to 9 inch wide brass belt buckle truck driver?
Quite so.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about. The guys who would only roll out of that truck once per day because they couldn't get back in it without an awful lot of effort.
Correct.
Okay. So the physical then, now what if you don't have sleep apnea? Do you have to use the CPAP machine anyways?
No, they don't, but they make it so they kind of force the doctors. You have to go to DOT registered physicians for your physical.
Oh, government doctors. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, they're doctors. I mean, they service the rest of the public, but they have to register with FMCSA as well. And they kind of force them through lawsuits that there's no regulation for sleep apnea, but they force them if they don't and the driver gets in an accident and they deem it's because he has sleep apnea or something like that, they can go back to the physician for giving him his physical. So they kind of force them that way.
So they're basically then blackmailing people.
Yeah.
We're not black. They're extorting these doctors saying, look, you need to prescribe this. You need to make this a diagnosis. You need to make this diagnosis. And in making this diagnosis, then you're immunized. We can't come after you.
Correct.
That's just sick. You know, it shouldn't surprise anyone, though, should it?
I mean, it doesn't, and it only gets worse and worse. I've actually personally I was an owner-operator truck driver for about 10, 12 years, and I personally got out of driving truck and started my own trucking company and got behind the desk because of it.
So now I look out on the road and I marvel at this every time I get on the highway, Chris. As a matter of fact, yesterday on Interstate 12, which is about 5 miles from where I'm at now, there was a bit of a traffic jam late afternoon. I was going to do Philosophia Perennis from the house here, but I walked out of the studio without the microphone. So I had to go back. I sat in traffic. I sat in a parking lot, and I'm just going like, oh, man, why do people do this? But I'm always struck while I'm sitting in one of those parking lots on the interstate by how just the sheer volume of tractor trailers. I'm just, if you look, it's shocking. I'm going to go out. They're almost as numerous, if not more numerous, than the four-wheel variety now.
Yeah, it seems that way, but believe it or not, there's a severe driver shortage in the industry.
Really? Is it because fat guys, fat bastards can't drive anymore because of the physical requirements and the sleep apnea test?
I mean, that's one small portion of it. Back in 2010, they started a program called CSA 2010, where they started to make it very simple. They started giving the trucking companies and the drivers basically a grade based on your roadside inspections and so on and so forth. And the goal of that, the government's goal of that was to make the road safer, which they always use that as an excuse to do something overreaching. But their goal was to put about, I can't remember the exact number, I don't have it, but it was, say, for sake of argument, say they wanted to put 25% of truckers out of the industry that they deemed unsafe in 3 years, and they did it in 1 year.
So they accomplished their goal.
Absolutely, in spades.
Now, what we're talking about here, and I held this story up to Facebook Live audience. This is from thefederalist.com. Truck driver, overregulation means government literally deciding when I work, eat, and sleep. And I knew this was going on for quite some time, and I also knew that there were new rules that were coming out, and that guys were going to have to start dealing with this. As a matter of fact, Christopher, if you could cue up or find. Jerry Reed's Eastbound and Down. That might be a good song to play right now because there's a lot less Eastbound and Down. So let's think about this for a minute. So Jerry Reed and his dog Fred, when they were just happy-go-lucky tooling across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama to get to because there's beer in Texarkana. And folks are thirsty in Atlanta, right? So we had to go, what is that, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, maybe even Arkansas. There we go. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got that long way to go. And it's all time to get there. I'm Eastbound. Watch all that men run. Keep your foot hard on the belt. All right, Christopher, thank you. Now, back in that day when Smoking the Bandit was being made, they didn't have all this. How come people weren't getting mowed over left and right and killed on the highways, Chris?
Well, because I think drivers were a little more responsible then.
I think everybody was a little bit more responsible then. That seems to be a growing chorus around here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The guy wrote in this piece that I'm reading from The Federalist, he can't be trusted to eat and sleep and drive on his own schedule. He's just a stupid truck driver. I think that pretty much sums it up. And, you know, you have people that are sitting in an alabaster-clad building somewhere inside Mordor and the Potomac River that are making all these decisions because they look at it and goes, well, that sounds numerically good. You know, what sounds numerically good may not be practically good, may not work when you actually try to put it into practice. Like, you know, for example, you know, an architect can go in and draw this plan up for a house or a building or whatever. And when you start to actually try to execute the plan and start measuring things out by the numbers, I know because I was in the construction business once upon a time, you find things that just don't fit. It doesn't work. And you go like, that closet ain't, I don't know where it's going, but it ain't going there because that's just not ergonomically or whatever. There, it doesn't seem, though, when it comes to this this takeover, basically, of the trucking industry, it doesn't seem like there's any room for if you missed the number that they told you had to hit, whether it's hours of service, hours of sleep, hours at off duty, hours on duty, hours this day, hours this week, et cetera, et cetera. There's no margin for error. You're just wrong, right?
Correct. With the new ELDs that come into effect where every driver in a, you know, where every trucking company and every driver has to have an ELD, for the most part, effective in December, December 17th, at the end of this year, ELDs are by the minute. So when it says 10 hours, it's not 9 hours and 59 minutes. It's 10 hours, you know, for your reset. It's
now, what's an ELD? What does that stand for?
Electronic logging device.
Oh, good Lord. And I'm sure it's all got a cellular device like built into it, right? So it's just transmitting that data up as you're making it.
Yes, they use the cell towers and GPS.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we shouldn't be surprised by any of this, folks. So what basically is happening here then is that Mordor on the Potomac River is basically nationalizing the trucking industry, driving owner-operators out of business who don't want to have to deal with all this. I wouldn't want to have to deal with it. And obviously, you didn't want to have to deal with it anymore.
No, the roadside inspections especially, that's what really pushed me to get out. They can pull you over at any time. The scale, you know, the weigh stations that you see driving along the interstate, they can pull you in, they can search your truck, they check your logbooks, they check your papers, and anything else that they deem fit. And, you know, if you got a light out, you know, that's a violation, and that's points on your driving record, and so on and so forth. And it just got to be ridiculous that it's not about safety anymore. It became about generating revenue.
Well, and then, and here's what also this is about. It's about control. As I also know, and I can't remember what year this came in, but if you do something wrong, when you're not using your CDL, you're just tooling about in the Wagon Queen family truckster, you know, taking the old family to Wally World or whatever, that counts against your CDL, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It will affect you getting hired at our company. If you have a speeding ticket 15 miles an hour over the speed limit,
you got
for whatever reason.
You got
yeah, we can't hire you, or you can be fired.
And I'm going to tell you something else that I see here, because I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning and driving down I-12 at quarter till 4 or so. So I see this, and I have two exits to navigate, the one I use to get on and the one I use to get off near Studio D. By the by, we have a winner in the name the remote broadcast studio. It's coming up in just a moment here on the Mike Church Show. I can tell you that I see rigs of all sorts, car haulers, big 18-wheelers, oversized, doesn't matter. I don't think I ever have seen an oversized, but I see them pulled off on the shoulder on the ramps on these exits, and I can't tell you what the ratio is, but it's around 1 to 2, about 50% of the time. There will be, when I get off that exit, if I in the distance, if I see big rig, you know, the lights at the top of the trailer part of the tractor trailer, and I can see it from a pretty good distance away, a very good chance what I'm also going to see when I get level to where I could see the bottom of the rig, I'm going to see a Louisiana State Trooper lights flashing, and he's going to be banging on that guy's door. Almost all, like I said, 50% of the time. It's either a trooper, or it's weights and measures, or DOT, or whatever it is. So there is human enforcement out there, too. What are they doing when they're knocking on the dude's door, Chris?
If they're pulling them over for a roadside inspection, they can be doing something as simple as just checking their logs and their paperwork. Or they can go as far as they're going to check their lights, their brake measurements, their tire tread depth, and their airlines and anything else that they can think of. They have approximately 3,000 things that they can cite a driver for. Something as simple as not having fuses in your truck is a DOT violation.
Wow. Not shocking. Well, I'm going to say, let's get to the bottom of this. You can't then expect to be a mover of things from point A to point B and drive an 18-wheeler any longer as an owner-operator and operate inside any system of operate inside that system and have that be your vocation. It's more like you are a student of regulation and math, and you're good at that, and then that's what you do. Now, before you go, there was a movie that was made back in the 1930s, maybe the 40s. I saw it once on TBS. Yeah, remember back in the day when TBS used to be the superstation out of Atlanta? And you had it on your cable, you know, if you had cable television in the 80s, you got the superstation. I saw this movie. Christopher has your favorite actor in it. It has Humphrey Bogart in it. And I don't remember the name of the movie. I just remember the gist of it or the plot. and it was Humphrey Bogart and his brother, I think. And these were some of the first guys that were over-the-road drivers. And they were starting this company as over-the-road drivers. Now, they didn't have near the rig that is out there today. And I'm not sure exactly what, I don't remember what the entire plot of the film was. I do know, though, that there was competition and there was intrigue and all this stuff going on. But it was the point of it is that there was just Humphrey Bogart and the guys that they were competing against to drive, to get the load or whatever. And this is an old black and white flick. Even as far up until when we get to Smokey and the Bandit and the Eastbound and Down song that we just played a minute ago,